You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk volunteering on this Volunteers Week. And joining me to talk a little bit about volunteering and its benefits is our very own host of Sunset Melodies, Gary Moritz. Gary, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Hubert?
I'm very good, thank you. So let's talk about your volunteering for RNIB Connect Radio. How did it come about, and when did you start doing it?
Well, I was, for a few years, I was doubling up as a stay-at-home dad looking after my children, and I used to be a mobile DJ. So I was able to double up as running a business from home. As my sight got worse and my children started to get older, I became more and more redundant as I sort of gave up the discos in the end. I found myself, can I get back into the workforce? But I was at a loss, really, because I just didn't know where to start being visually impaired. Eventually, I got pointed out to RNIB, who did a job search service. I was asked the question, what would be my ideal job? And I said, well, I suppose it would be to have a radio show. I think the next time I went to see him, he said, RNIB have a radio station and they're looking for volunteers. So I thought, oh, great. I wrote off to say I would like to volunteer. And at that time, they didn't have studios in London and Cardiff as they do now. And they told me, oh, we were hoping to set one up very soon and we'll be in touch. Well, about 6 months later, they did get in touch. I met the studio manager at the time and his name was James, and he asked me what I would like to do, and I said, well, I'd like to have a show. He asked me what it was about, and I pitched the idea for Sunset Melodies, which is basically a sort of easy listening show of music aimed at the older generation, if you like. That was put forward to the station manager, Yvonne, and they gave it the green light. Well, I put together six shows by way of sort of practicing and building up confidence and so on. And then I went on the air on November the 1st, 2009.
What were some of the best things you have learned while volunteering for Connect Radio?
Well, I've learned something about myself in as much as it was something you felt was beyond the capabilities. When I first arrived at the studio, I felt very much at home. And I think that's told me something, that this is the kind of environment I feel I belong in. And so I felt quite confident because I was very, immersed in the music that I was trying to champion. And I loved it. And I felt, no, I can do this, And so I learned a lot about myself in as much as what I could do. I was very fortunate that RNIB Connect Radio put me forward for an award in my first year as a broadcaster, and I won a New York Times award. It was a top 10 place, so it meant you got a certificate. It gave me enormous confidence going forward, and I felt, wow, you're up against people like the BBC and so on, and thinking, my goodness. I remember in the category was Michael Parkinson, of all people. I did learn that I could do this, and it gave me a platform to be very expressive, creative, and it's a labor of love, but it was a sort of mission, I suppose, for me to keep alive the music that I was championing, because obviously as time goes by, older music becomes less fashionable on radio. But I felt, no, there is a place for it, and people do still like it no matter how old it is, and I wanted to keep it going. Most of the people that present these type of radio shows on radio are a lot more old, more senior than I am. And so I thought it was a good thing that I was a younger person doing it and keeping it alive for a few extra years. I mean, obviously, I learned also that someone like RNIB provided opportunities like that. I'm doing a wonderful job. It's kept me going for the past 15 years. I do it pretty much every single week. And it's been a wonderful experience.
Are there any other things you are looking forward to learn or to achieve while you volunteer with the station?
What's kept me going throughout this time with this music that I champion is that the fact that I am learning more and more about it. And that keeps the interest, the thrill, keeps the buzz going each week. I mean, I never think to myself, oh, I've got to do another show now. It's always, oh, what am I going to do this week? And it keeps that creative buzz, alive and buzzing away. And I just feel that the future has no end. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. And it's so fascinating for me. If I didn't have that side where I felt like I was learning about the music of the past or the artists, the great singers and songwriters and so on, I would probably find it a little bit more difficult to do each week, but I'm actually finding it more interesting the more I do it. I'm very happy with what I have. I have a my own radio show each week, and it's been in the same slot ever since I started. And so long as RNIB Connect Radio are happy, I'm very happy. There's a bit of a legacy that the show carries, and that's fantastic.
So, what would your message be to people who are looking to get into radio and who may be considering volunteering as an option, but who aren't maybe sure about it? What would you say to them?
If you do have dreams of wanting to present on radio, don't look at it as something that's restricted to just those with fantastic, enormous talent and great experience. It can be anybody who's got something to say. I believe that RNIB offer that platform for anybody who wants to do anything like that. I'm just an example of that. Don't shut the door on your dreams. If radio is something you want to do, then just get in touch and see where it takes you.
Fantastic, Gary. Well, we hope you stay with us for much longer. For now, though, thank you very much for coming on and speaking to us about your volunteering journey here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome, Hubert. Thank you very much.